Struggling to keep track of your story and world? Archivos is for you. More intuitive than a wiki, more extensible than Scrivener, Archivos builds your story Bible into your personal, always-on tactical display. Graphical relationship charting, continuity tools, this thing has it all, with bonus options for fan engagement and real-time collaboration. Archivos. Story world management done right. www.archivos.digital. That's www.archivos.digital. Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of nearly 30 books, more than 30 short stories, and numerous articles and scripts and essays, coming to you from up in the crow's nest with my spyglass on this daily voyage through the dicey waters of business, craft, learning, and art in the writing life.
Welcome to The Questions, episode 846. Today we hear from Roland, who asks,
"Remember how I said I can't remember my comments by the time I get home from my walks?"
I do. It was only a few minutes ago that we read that question.
Well, were you the one recently pondering what a series of short stories strung together into a novel was called?
Yes, that was a couple of years ago, but yeah. It's a fix-up novel.
Yes. And he calls it a fix-up novel. If it wasn't you, I'd love your take on the idea. Personally, I can't recall any that did well in the olden days, and old styles like this don't usually hold up to today's new fiction anyway. Still, are there any successful ones in the long ago or recent past?
Oh, boy. I believe Isaac Asimov's Robot series were fix-up novels. Especially Caves of Steel and Robots of Dawn, though I could be wrong about that. One that I personally loved to death as a kid was Henry Reed, Inc., who was a fix-up novel. It was four short stories strung together.
Really? I thought there were four novels.
No, there were four novels in the series, but the first one, Henry Reed, Inc., was four short stories strung together to make a whole plot. I'm looking it up to be sure about the Isaac Asimov robot books. It was actually iRobot, which was the fix-up novel. Fantastically successful. Ray Bradbury's The Martian Chronicles as well, which I don't know if it quite qualifies a fix-up novel because it's almost a collection, but it is a thematically unified collection. And, The Illustrated Man, Bradbury did this a lot, S is for Space as well, but The Illustrated Man was successfully brought together with a frame story.
Hmm.
And so that was a fix-up novel. Come to think of it, The Canterbury Tales and The Decameron were both first-rate fix-up novels.
Hmm.
Though the form of the novel didn't quite exist at the time, that's what they were. Those were both fantastic. I love Decameron. It was It played a great inspirational role in Down from 10. Let's see if I can remember any others. Fahrenheit 451 was kind of a fix-up novel. I think, if I remember right, it was published as a short story series initially, as a serial, and then re-edited together, as opposed to what normally happened during that era, which was a novel would be serialized. In this case, a serial was novelized. Yes. The first two or three novels in Armistead Maupin's Tales of the City were the same way.
Hmm. Yeah. A serial printed in a newspaper collected into a novel.
The Jungle Book was a fix-up novel?
Mm-hmm. A lot of Dickens' novels were serials that were
collected into a novel, though they were always designed to be collected, so I don't know if that quite counts.
Hmm.
Let's see. Do you see any of these that I've read? Oh, yes, of course. David Brin's The Postman was a fix-up novel.
Really?
In fact, it's not really fixed up very well, because the first half is fantastic and the second half is But, yeah, it was two novellas that were edited together to make a single novel, as was Heinlein's Orphans of the Sky, was Universe and Common Sense were two novellas, and then they were published separately, I think years apart in Galaxy Science Fiction, and then he edited them together into a single volume that feels like a complete story. So that was an example of a fix-up novel done pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, the Jeeves stories. Most of the Jeeves books are fix-ups.
I thought they were mostly short stories.
Think of how The Inimitable Mr. Jeeves or Ring for Mr. Jeeves, they're these episodic tales.
Mm-hmm.
But they're connected together by, like, Jeeves and Wooster being in New York, or Jeeves and Wooster trying to get out of different people in London trying to get Wooster married off.
Mm-hmm.
They're,
terrible thing getting Wooster married off.
Yeah, God, that poor woman that he winds up marrying. But yeah, those were definitely fix-up novels. God, I'm thinking of Bradbury. So many of Bradbury's things were fix-up novels. In fact, he rarely wrote a novel as a novel. Something Wicked, This Way Comes might have been the only one.
Hmm.
I think all of his other novels were fix-ups, though I'm not sure about that. Those are the ones that spring to mind. As pretty successful examples of the form. It's not something that's done a lot anymore, and I think the reason is there's not a lot of markets for short stories in the way that there were before.
Mm.
There's a lot more markets for short fiction now than there used to be, but there aren't a lot of long-running magazines that establish relationships with a core group of writers, so those writers can continue to explore a single series of themes.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, and I'm not sure about this, but I think The Adventures of the Stainless Steel Rat, the first Stainless Steel Rat book, I think that was a fix-up novel now that I'm thinking about the way it was structured.
Mm-hmm.
Those would be some. It can be done. I think the reason they've fallen out is not because they don't work, but because the market ground conditions that encourage the development of those kinds of short story series are not as common as they once were.
Mm-hmm.
For what it's worth. Thank you very much, Roland. And we'll see you tomorrow.
The Everyday Novelist is written by J. Daniel Sawyer and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and Kitty Nakian, and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. The text is copyright 2019 J. Daniel Sawyer, and the production is copyright 2019 Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license, and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners. Join the conversation. Submit a question, leave a comment, or a creative death threat. Or find me at jdsawyeronminds.com or hit me at feedback@jdsawyer.net. We can't do it without you.